Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you're joining us here today. It has been a wonderful, wonderful time because summer is almost coming to an end. So I know a lot of you are probably going, oh my goodness, what are we going to do now that we don't have the free time like we did before? Well, some of you will be going to school for the first time. And my, is that a little scary. But we're going to tell you that it is not as scary as you think. But you know what? When you have changes, changes are always mysterious. But if you know what's going to happen, it takes the mystery out of it. And it certainly makes you a lot more comfortable. So we have some wonderful stories that we would like to share with you. Do you have anything that you would like to share with us? I'm not sure. Well, I'm hearing some other stories that you would like to hear. One is a story about going to school. And I have also some recommendations for your mommy or daddy or teacher to read to you. Because school is coming. It means that September is already here, and all the fun that you had, where you didn't have to go anyplace in particular, now you have a schedule, and schedules are always wonderful. Well, this book is called The Night Before Summer Vacation, and we'll kind of go back to review so that you know exactly what you did. And so those memories will be fresh in your memory so you can be able to talk to your friends that you'll meet at school. You can tell them what you did. Well, here's a book called The Night Before Summer Vacation, and it's by Natasha Wing, and it was illustrated by Julie Durrell. The Night Before Christmas. I said night before Christmas, and it's not December yet. It's still summer and still hot. Well, Dad made a checklist, which I'm sure you made a checklist before you left to go on your vacation, and you saw your mommy and daddy do it, and you did it too, which he checked as he went. Now, there's the bug spray, the backpack, the umbrella, and tent. Mom grabbed the graham crackers and stuff for the s'mores. Oh, we can't forget that because that's so much fun. Helmets and the canoe and the oars. And we had to remember the raft. And you know, boys and girls, that's like a boat. Now my snorkel and bike, plus Pete's doggy's bowl and Jimmy's new trike. Now down from the attic, our suitcases came. Mom whistled and shouted as if rushing a name. Now, in bathing suits and flip-flops and sunblock and hats and flashlights and lounge chairs and wiffle ball bats. To the top of the pile, to the top of the heap. Now, pack away, 5 layers deep. Was that how it was for you, boys and girls, when you were traveling for summer vacation? Now, remember these stories. Because when you go to school, they'll ask you, what did you do for your summer vacation? Well, we stuffed and we filled every inch of the shell. Like a water balloon, it started to swell. Oh, all those things going on top of the roof. Will they stay there? all the way to our campground? Well, done with our packing, we ate dinner at last. Then we got out the scrapbooks on vacation. Gotta remember what you did last year. And some of you might not be able to remember because you were just a small baby. Well, we're getting away from our story. Now, there were photos of us at the Museum of Toasters and my father and I riding fast roller coasters. Here, Jimmy on Babe and me with Paul Bunyan. And there's Mommy besides the world's largest onion. So you know when you go on those car trips, you see all these things. You might see a very tall cowboy standing there with a huge hat and a vest. Well, let's get back to the story. Well, we laughed about trips we've taken before. Our weeks at the beach did nothing but pour. It was so cold, we all wore our fleets. We finished a puzzle with 2,000 pieces. At last, it was time to climb into our beds where visions of marshmallows danced in our heads. In the morning, Dad shouted, "Get up, rise and shine. It's 3:45. Let's leave here on time." Then a few moments later, there arose such a clatter, we ran to the window to see what was the matter. When what to our wondering eyes should appear but Dad the camper and a long trail of gear. He shuttled, he chuckled and said, "Let's hit the road before our camper decides to explode." We all squeezed in and drove down our street. I suddenly cried out, "Yikes, we forgot Pete!" So Dad had to make a U-turn, and Pete jumped inside. Now we were ready for the 10-hour ride. Have you ever taken a 10-hour ride, boys and girls? I think we have, going to Grandma's house. I heard Jimmy ask as we drove out of sight, "Mommy, are we there yet?" She says, "With luck, bye tonight." Wasn't that fun, boys and girls? Did you like that story? Well, I know that I did, and I'm glad that we told it. Are you having fun? Well, we sure are. Now, what did you do for the summer? Did you see some of your cousins? Did you see your friends? I bet you had a great time. And going swimming and going to the beach or going camping? Well, that is a lot of things to do. And when we go to school, we'll be doing a lot of things too. Are you getting ready for your bed? Do you have your PJs on? Are they your favorite? I know I have mine, and I already talked to Cecil, and Cecil said he has his favorite PJs, too. He has an engineer. Wow, an engineer PJs? What kind of PJs are that? Well, think about it, boys and girls. What is an engineer? And there we have Casey. She has her pink tutu on. And it is so adorable. And then there's Star with her tennis dress. My goodness, look at the racket that she has. She's all ready. You ready, boys and girls? Do you have your favorite teddy? Or maybe even you might have Puppy, and Puppy is our dog. Puppy is a spotted dog. We love to give Puppy a bath. Sometimes Puppy only will take a bath when we jump in the swimming pool, because that's the only time that he loves to get in the water. I bet you you're the same way. Doing now. Are you getting in the bathtub? Because you've got to make sure that you take a bath. Because you have to be nice and clean and fresh for the school year tomorrow. That's going to begin. So there'll be September. Then there'll be Columbus Day, where you'll have a vacation. Then there'll be Thanksgiving and then Christmas. Oh my goodness, the time goes by so fast. That was such a nice book called The Night Before Summer Vacation. And we know that Poppy will probably be asleep before we even read our second book. Are you still wide awake, boys and girls? Oh, Susan says her eyes are still open because she is just a little bit unsure about going to school tomorrow. Well, we have some books about going back to school, and let's read some of it. And we have all of them. From the Mother Goose. I know that you've heard Mother Goose. Wonderful story that we all love. Even your grandmother, she heard these stories. And your mommy and daddy, they've heard these stories. And if you have a big sister, they have heard these stories too. Well, here's some things that you might want to know when you go to school. Or even be able to raise your hand to say that you heard this. Here is a good way to learn how to tie your shoes. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, knock at the door. 5, 6, raise them straight. 9, 10, a big fat hand. Do you want to do that again? Because wasn't that so much fun? Here we go. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, knock at the door. 5, 6, pick up those sticks. 7, 8, lay them straight. 9, 10, a big fat hand. Big fat hand, boys and girls. Can you imagine a big fat hand following you to school? Well, you better run. You don't want the big fat hand to catch you. No, sir. Well, that was a fun story. And I know that some of you are sitting there going, oh, what time is it? Is it time to go to school? Is it time to have lunch? Well, here's one way that we had one writer say, this is what I did when I went to school. And I know your mommy and daddy also heard these wonderful nursery rhymes. And as you're getting ready to do it, a diller, a dollar, a 10 o'clock scholar, what makes you come so soon? You used to come at 10 o'clock, and now you come at noon. So, as you're doing things, not taking naps like you used to, time seems to go a little slower. So here we go, boys and girls. When we leave and go to school, we're thinking, oh, does our mommy and daddy love us anymore? Are they trying to get rid of us? No, they're not. They want to make sure that you're right there with them. And so much so that we want to share another book with you called Your Parents Love You a Gazillion, a Bunch, Oodles, and Tons. And her book was written by Donna Scott and illustrated by Kim Buna. Now, they've written these wonderful, wonderful books, and it's so much love, and I would love to be able to share that with you. So you might think, how do we get rid of some of those things that are driving us nuts? Well, one person that can really help you is your parents. Your mommy and daddy, they're there to make sure that nothing happens to you, because guess what, boys and girls? You have this curiosity and this imagination that can maybe run away from you at times. Because we have to make sure that we get our rest for that wonderful day tomorrow and going for our first day of school. Now, I was hiding from the monster under my bed when Mom came to say goodnight. She gave me a hug and a kiss and a tinkle. "I love you gazillion bunches, oodles and tons," she said. That means that she loves you a whole lot. I wonder for a moment, "Mom, how much is that?" I asked. She pointed to the window. "Imagine every snowflake carrying an I love you sign. When you catch one and open it, you will find a gentle hug and a tingly kiss." "Would that seem like enough to you?" she replied. "I try to count the snowflakes. There must be a gazillion out there." Then I had thought, snow could turn to rain. Well, if the snow turned to rain, then every raindrop would be soaked with an I love you. Everyone holding a big hug and a big wet kiss, she said. Try to figure it out. If there would be more, snow or rain. Rain could stop. What then? You would see green grass everywhere, she said, with every blade sprouting and an I love you. Each one would give a tinkly hug and a kiss. There must be a bunch of grass in the world, but suppose I was deep in the forest. There is no grass there, I said. Wow, what do we do? Well, if you were in a deep forest and every colorful leaf would hold on, I love you sign. Now, each one revealing a curled up hug and a crisp kiss, she replied. Well, there must be oodles of leaves in the forest, I said. Yes, that would be enough, she asked. Possibly, but let's say I was in a dry desert. Oh, goodness, I'm yawning, boys and girls. Are you yawning? I'm not quite sleepy, but my eyes are getting pretty heavy. Well, in the desert, every grain of sand would be packed with an I love you. Inside each one, a warm hug and a dry kiss, she said. There must be tons of sand in the desert, I said. Now, does that feel like enough? I replied. Say we were without snow, rain, grass, sand, or leaves. What if I was in outer space? And she smiled. From space, every star would send out a powerful I love you. Each star glowing with the warmth of a hug and a tinkle of a kiss, she said. So when you play in the snow or splash in the rain or run on the grass or jump in the leaves, play in the sand, or gaze at the stars, you can feel my hug and kiss all over your face, and you should have no doubt that I love you gazillions, bunches, oodles, and tons. Now, does that feel like enough? That'll do, I said. So, Boys and Girls, that was a great book by the author, Donna Scott, illustrated by Kim Spooner. So they wrote some really wonderful books. And since this is going to be our first day of school, I wanted to recommend some books for you so that you can be able to go to the library or go to the bookstore and get them with your mommy or daddy, or even have your brothers and sisters go to school with you. Because we all know that school is going to be a change. It's going to be something different than you've done before, because you've been at home for a while because it was summer. And change sometimes gets a little scary, but once you know what the change is, it really makes you feel comfortable. And it's not as bad as you think. Well, one of the books, can you guess what it would be, since we are talking about going to school? It's a book called First Day. Now, this is by Joan Rankin. Now, she will be talking about how a Hey Billy Bun and his mother each experienced the first day of school. Now, it's the heart of this warm and funny story, just right for little ones and their parents who all must face their own first day. That might be a great book that you should read. I know that at my library, it was one of the books that I read to the boys and girls. Well, another book that I read was called My First Day at Nursery School. Now, this is by Becky Edwards. Now, on the first day of preschool, a little girl misses her mother. And that might be something that you kind of know about, a little bit about, because you're going to miss your mommy, too. But on the second day, she is so excited to come back. So it lets us know that it might be a little scary. But the next day, once we've done it before, it's not scary because now we know what to expect. Well, here's another book, too, that I think that you might really love. It's called Hunter's Best Friend at School, and it was written by Laura Elliott. Now, this book is about Hunter is not sure what to do when his best friend Stripe starts school acting up at preschool. Uh-oh, what do you do when your friend starts doing something that you know it's not right? Well, this book, Hunter's Best Friend at School, will let you know what to do. And another book that you can read, our fourth book that we would like to also recommend, is called Miss Dingo and the First Day of School. Now, this is by Jamie Hopper. Miss Dingo helps all of the animal students in her class overcome their shyness on the first day. And that might be something that you might be experiencing, too. You're too shy that you don't even feel comfortable to ask someone when they're in, or what's their name, or what is your favorite doll, or do you have any pets? Well, coming to Until Bedtime Story at Blake Radio Network, we'll be going over some of those things, and I will definitely tell you, you will get over some of those fears that you've had before. And let's see if we can read some of the books that we had before, boys and girls. How are you doing? Are you listening to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories on the Blake Radio Network? Well, I just want to tell you that you are listening to the host, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. We are so glad that you joined us. And looking forward to seeing you again and hearing some of the stories that you experienced from school tomorrow. Now make sure that you call us at 914-338-0695. How are you doing, person to know?
Well, I know that we're having such a great time, and we are going to read another new book called Five Little Ducks.
Five little ducks went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. But only four little ducks came back. Ooh. The little ducks went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, quack, quack. But only three little ducks came back. So three little ducks went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 but only two little ducks came back. Now two little ducks went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 but only one little duck came back. One little duck went out to play over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, quack, quack. But none of the five little ducks came back. Well, you can guess, boys and girls, that mother duck was really sad. She didn't know where her ducks were. Because they went over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. Guess what? They all came back. Boys and girls, are you ready to hear another? Another? I'm ready to hear another story. So let's hear about going back to school.